Good morning and welcome to Morning Magazine. This is Michael Klisch, our first guest this morning from Fort Healthcare, the Internal Medicine Department, Dr. James Wishaw. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, Michael.
And this is Colon Cancer Awareness Month?
Yes, it is.
And let's start with what is colon cancer?
Colon cancer is the third leading cancer in the United States, a third leading cause of death in the United States. And we have a remarkable opportunity to reduce that risk by as much as 98%.
By?
By regular screening colon examinations.
Unlike many forms of cancer, once it's diagnosed, it's too late.
That's very often the case.
Or
yes.
In some, there's not much you can do about it at all.
That's right.
But this one?
This one, colonoscopy is the test that's the gold standard.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a remarkable opportunity. In fact, it's the most effective screening tool that we have. It's better than the breast screening or pap smears or chest x-rays for lung cancer because of the high success rate.
What is a colonoscopy? A lot of people, most people, have heard the term, but they're not quite sure.
Yes, I know. And unfortunately, there's a lot of fear and concern, and it often is the biggest challenge in my practice to convince people that they really should go through this. It's often they consider it embarrassing. But what it is, it's a flexible instrument that is inserted through the rectum and into the colon, and then threaded all the way through the entire colon. And I look for polyps. And the fascinating thing is we found out that 98% of colon cancers start out as benign polyps. Benign meaning they're not cancerous yet.
Right. As and of themselves, just something extra you've got to...
That's right. They're little growths that are in the colon. And the trouble is there's a certain type that will go on and form cancer. And those polyps, though, we have between 5 and sometimes as long as 10 years to find them and remove them. And once they're removed, the patient they cannot develop colon cancer.
What does that mean, you have 5 to 10 years to find
Well,
them?
Well, we know that 98% of colon cancers are caused by these polyps.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, the polyp isn't cancerous immediately. It's a growth that starts. It can look like a little mound. Sometimes it could look like a little grape on a stalk. As they get bigger. And they have to get to be a certain size and a certain age before they start the changes of cancer.
I see.
Yeah. So the best scenario is when we find these polyps and get them out. And it's very gratifying to me to know that I've saved this patient from developing colon cancer.
If one finds a polyp, should it be removed immediately, or do you wait for it to mature to a certain level?
No, it's best to remove it immediately.
Right away. You find
right
it,
away.
Get it out.
When I started learning this procedure back in 1982, there was a national polypectomy study. And that showed us that the earlier we removed the polyps, the better results we had. Therefore, when I see a polyp, I have various instruments that I can insert through the endoscope. The patient doesn't know this is happening because they're sedated for the examination. And using a cautery technique, I can remove the polyp. Most of the time, assuming it's the right size, completely and entirely. Of course, that is surgery, and then we tell the patient to be careful about what they eat and their activity for a few days to allow that wound to heal,
mm-hmm.
because there can be bleeding, and of course, occasionally there can be a hole in the colon which would need to be surgically repaired. But luckily, that's like 1 out of 2,000 times. It's very rare. So mostly, the patient goes on. They may have a little discomfort afterwards, but generally can carry on their life and their business following the examination. We send the tissue to the pathologist so they can look at it, and I know exactly what kind of polyp it is, and they make recommendations for follow-up examinations.
If it were already cancerous, then follow-ups would be...
That's right. On occasion, that's exactly right. On occasion, obviously, if the first time you don't know how many polyps you're going to find or if the patient is prone. By the way, you need to have an inherited trait to have these kind of polyps. And sometimes, unfortunately, I do find a cancer. And at that point, I refer them immediately to surgery to take care of that.
Mm-hmm.
And that, of course, is variable. of how well people do. It depends on how big it is.
How far advanced.
How far advanced, that's
okay.
Right.
You mentioned heredity.
Right.
An important factor?
We believe it is an important factor, though interestingly enough, in my own personal, I've done about 20,000 examinations over the years.
You've been a busy guy.
Yes. Well, it's basically what I concentrate on. This is a major part of my practice. I don't dilute it by doing other things. So, anyway, I've discovered that, interestingly enough, that even in patients who have no known family history of colon cancer or colon polyps, about 28% of these people, just on a screening, no complaints of anything, no bleeding, I have found these kind of precancerous polyps. So they're very prevalent. The lack of history is probably because our parents, I know my parents, both of them had polyps of this very kind. And incidentally, my patients are pleased to know that I go through this procedure myself every 5 years. I can't do my own, but there you are.
Like the good general.
That's exactly
yes,
right.
Yes, okay.
I go with the troops.
Yes.
In any event, the point being is that our parents probably don't realize that they had it, you know, and we're just getting the information.
This is still a relatively new, not only procedure, but the whole concept, pretty much.
It really is. Like I said, I started learning this procedure in 1982, and I trained with the leaders in endoscopy at the time in Wisconsin, at the Medical College of Wisconsin and the University of Wisconsin. And it was really the very beginnings at that time of really understanding how to utilize this instrument. Incidentally, the instruments have gotten so much better. They're much narrower, more flexible, dramatic improvement in patient comfort and ease of doing the procedure. Though it takes a fair amount of time to learn how to do this.
I assume there's preparation for a colonoscopy. Is that the diet and whatnot? Or?
Yes, I tell my patients that we, of course, have to clean the colon so I can see what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the most difficult part of the whole examination is drinking the fluid necessary to flush the colon.
Okay.
But I've learned from my personal experience that if you eat lightly the couple of days ahead of time, the less you have in you, the less you have to get out. It makes sense. And we give a little bit of a laxative, and then the day before you start drinking this liquid preparation that safely cleans the colon.
Can you work the day before? Or?
Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. I generally work my normal hours beforehand. Most people, you don't really start doing the preparation until later in the afternoon or evening.
I see.
Unlike one of my patients who decided she wanted to go shopping down the road, that was probably a mistake
when
she got
idea.
On the freeway.
No.
Not a good idea. But generally, you can pretty much do what you want to do.
Yeah. Okay, and then you're going to be put under for the...
Yes, I do tell people you certainly must have a ride at the
hospital. You need a ride home. You can't be driving.
You shouldn't be driving after sedation. And I tell people, don't try to work that day. The sedation is very effective, and you can kind of forget what you need to do. And by the next morning, the morning after, you're free to go about your business.
And so it's... there's a lot of tests you could take today that wouldn't be any more of a problem for you than this. What, except for you need somebody to drive you home.
That's right.
Yeah. And how old should you be before you...
Well, in people who know they have a family history, we generally tell them to start being examined around age 45. Or there are some families who have colon cancer very early. My youngest patient was about 16 years old.
Oh, good.
That was very tragic because obviously no one expected that. However, if someone develops polyps, for example, in their 40s, we tend to tell the family members, subtract 10 years and then start being examined.
Yeah.
But those are unique cases. Most of the time it's age 45.
Okay.
If you don't have any family history, age 50 is reasonable.
Okay, but most anyone over 50 probably.
Yes, and then it should be repeated at minimum every 10 years.
Okay. Good advice. We should, before I forget, you are at Ford Healthcare. Your office is in Lake Mills.
Yes.
But you're also here at...
Yes, I also have a specialty clinic. It's called, I call it the GI clinic, GI being gastrointestinal clinic, at the hospital, and it's every Thursday. I welcome anyone who wants to come to talk to me about colonoscopy. I tend to do that free of charge. If it's just a simple questions and want to know about it, want to know more about it, I welcome people to come and talk to me about it anytime.
Okay. The surgery, is that inpatient, or can you go home afterwards? Or
if you mean if we find a cancer, if,
yeah.
For example?
Well, what is the time frame between the exam and surgery? Normal, assuming, you know, if you find...
Well, we're very fortunate at Ford Atkinson in that we're pretty nimble and we can respond quickly. This perhaps does not happen in some of the larger hospitals. However, let's, for example, say that I just find polyps and I remove them. Mm-hmm. Well, there's no surgery needed. It's done. You go home, you recover. I always see the patients a week later, talk about the test.
You can remove the polyps when you're doing the
polyps. Yes.
When you're doing the exam?
Yes, I remove them. So it's a one-stop shopping. I mean, you come and I will take care
so
of you.
So it could be all over the same.
All over the same day, and you go home and you're done. In the rare case where I cannot remove them because they're too large,
mm-hmm.
or maybe I know already, oh, shoot, we found a
yeah.
cancer,
yeah.
well, then we often can keep the patient in the hospital and have surgery the next morning. That's often the case that can happen, more often than not, if the patient so desires, of course.
Yeah.
And if there aren't any other medical issues that their family doctor would be concerned, for example, heart or lung,
yeah.
they need to
yeah.
have. But... all things said, and then you're in the hospital for 5 or 6 days because that's a more major procedure to have a portion of the colon removed. But again, 90% of the time, 99% of the time, we do the procedure, find the polyps, remove them, and that's the end of it.
The when they are removed. You mentioned a piece of the colon. Would that be in the case of a cancerous colon?
That's a cancerous colon.
Yeah.
Or sometimes polyps, even though they're still benign, they can be very, very large.
Yeah.
And then I did talk about the risk of perforation. Well, obviously, the larger the polyp, the more tissue you need to remove.
Mm-hmm.
And then at some point, I make a decision based on my experience of 20,000 cases. No, this one I shouldn't try to remove. Again, fortunately, that's not... very often. That's perhaps, I probably run into that 2 or 3 times a year.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Okay. Interesting. It's, we got to take a break before,
okay.
before this next question. You're listening to Morning Magazine. We're going to pause for a quick update. And welcome back to Morning Magazine. Michael Klisch, we're talking to Dr. James Wishaw about colon cancer. Virtual.
Oh, the virtual colonoscopy. That's been something that's been greatly talked about. I get a lot of questions from my patients about it. It is being done in a few centers, but there are some drawbacks. And the major drawback is, unlike the procedure that I do, if you have a virtual colonoscopy and you have polyps, there's nothing that can be done about it.
Oh, that's a good
point. You were already gone home.
Yeah.
The x-rays are being read by myself or a radiologist. And polyps are found. Well, guess what? Now you have to take the prep all over again, and you have to come back and be sedated and have a colon exam. So it's great for the person who has a clear examination.
Yeah.
You don't have sedation. You can drive yourself to the office or to the radiology department and have the exam. The other issues, though, that is some of a drawback, is there's not a single insurance company that will pay for it, and Medicare certainly doesn't pay for it.
That's a big one.
So, and it can be, that can run you anywhere between $3,000 and $4,000 to have that done. And finally, we're a little concerned about the amount of radiation, because it turns out it's a lot of X-ray radiation, and we're not too sure about how that really would affect people on a large scale.
Interesting.
So those are concerns.
Good point about the insurance. This is an accepted procedure. Medicare
yes.
covered.
Yes.
No insurance policies that I'm aware of denies it. Assuming you probably, they may have limitations if you need to be over 45 maybe or something like that.
Yes, you know, there's so many, you know, we deal with hundreds and hundreds of insurance companies,
yeah.
So it's hard to categorize, but generally, it's covered.
Yeah. It's, been around long enough and been quite successful.
That's right.
No doubt insurance companies see the advantage to having this done. This falls into one of the healthcare reform policies of preventive.
That's correct.
Medicine.
Yes, very much so.
Very much what this is. I didn't realize that doing the exam you could remove the polyps, so that...
Absolutely.
Yeah, now that's interesting.
That's a major portion of the whole procedure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, and you've been doing it since the 80s.
Yes, I have.
Been around.
Yes, I have. I was the first one to do it. I was
came
here. I graduated from University of Wisconsin. I got my internal medicine residency from Kettering, the Kettering Institute in Dayton, Ohio. We came to Fort Atkinson area in 1981, and I was convinced a couple of years later that we really needed this procedure. No one on staff did it. So I learned and juggled the private practice and learning how to do this over the next couple of years. And since about 1984, I've been doing it here at the hospital.
All right. And, referrals, or are people sent to you, or do they come in off the street? Or how do
generally, the way it works is a person certainly has their own doctor. They can discuss them the need to have a colonoscopy, and certainly then can decide. There are five of us who do the procedure now. It's been something that's been a new development the last few years. I used to be the only one. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to have some help because we can't do them all. However,
there's a lot more people over 45 today.
That's
than
exactly
there were.
Right. Yeah. And so you talk it over with your doctor, and if you want to specify who you'd like to see, you can call my office in Lake Mills, or you can call the hospital. Otherwise, I do take people who do self-refer. It's not necessary to get a referral. You can come directly to speak to me either in Lake Mills or in Fort Atkinson. And my Lake Mills office is 648-8393. In Fort Atkinson, it's 568-5334 is a specialty clinic. And anybody who wants to talk about it, I'd be happy to talk to them.
All right. And we've got a few minutes to go here before we're out of time completely. Since the 80s, in the last 25 years or so, changes, progress in colon cancer detection and treatment. I imagine quite a few.
Tremendous progress.
Yeah.
I have personally noticed the polyps I'm finding are much smaller. We're finding them earlier as people's awareness becomes greater. The rate with which I find cancers has dropped dramatically. As I mentioned earlier, that the instruments have become smaller as far as in diameter, and they become much more flexible.
You're not using the same equipment you
not
were
at
in
all.
The 80s.
Not at all. The image is much better. I used to have to look through a little eyepiece.
Yeah.
Now I have a beautiful screen that I can see so much more detail. It's just we are detecting the polyps smaller and with greater frequency. And so that's a very, very good thing. When I first started, it was estimated that 30% of polyps were not detected. Now that's down to 11%. Then they're getting smaller. Incidentally, that was another thing of virtual colonoscopy. The detection rate of small polyps is much worse on virtual colonoscopy than it is with standard colonoscopy. So you find them smaller and remove them. And the smaller they are, the easier they are to remove and the less complications. So that's been a dramatic improvement.
What are the advantages to a virtual colonoscopy?
Basically, just that you don't have to do a sedation and that you don't have to take the time off from work.
Oh, I see.
You see, so you can just go and it takes a couple hours. You still have to do the prep. The prep is actually worse.
Mm-hmm.
So if people are trying to get out of drinking the liquid, that doesn't work. but essentially that's it. It's you don't have to go through sedation.
And this is colonoscopy or colon cancer awareness month. Anything going on in particular at Fort Healthcare?
Yes, they're doing a promotion. They are giving out, I think it's $50 gas cards for people who are coming for their first exam. They have got I don't know the details of it, but I know that there is a giveaway. You know, kind of your mm-hmm. name is put in a lottery to get to various prizes.
Wow.
We're just trying to get people to understand it's so important to do this. It sounds unpleasant, but we try to make it as pleasant as possible under the circumstances.
Makes your job easier if you can get them early.
That's exactly right. That's so important. I can't stress it more.
Yeah, that's good. Well, we are just about out of time. I want to thank you very much, James, for coming in. And this is, again, colon cancer. It's common, but it's preventable.
That's exactly right.
The most preventable form of cancer possible?
It is shown to be that way.
So take advantage, especially this month at Fort Healthcare. $50 gas certificate? Prizes? Why not? Might as well turn a profit on it. Medicare will pay for it.
That's right.
All right. Thanks very much and for coming in. And, yeah, keep in touch with if there's new technology or, you know, something, some revelation. I with medical technology, that's almost a daily occurrence, I realize, but it's good to know.
Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure being here.
Answered a lot of questions for me as well. That's one of the advantages of this job. I get free consultations.
There you go.
All right. Thank you, sir. You're listening to Morning Magazine. Stay tuned. We're going to break for the news and a few messages. We'll be back.